Krishna Book, Canto 22, Maushala Leela, Chapter 95, Scene 4, Daruka. Sri Shukadeva Goswami continued. At that time, Daruka was searching for his master Krishna. As Daruka neared the place where the Lord was sitting, he perceived the aroma of tulsi flowers in the breeze and then went in its direction. And upon seeing Lord Krishna resting at the foot of a banyan tree, surrounded by his shining weapons, Daruka could not control the affection he felt in his heart. His eyes filled with tears as he rushed down from the chariot and fell at the Lord's feet. Just as on a moonless night, people are merged into darkness and cannot find their way, now that I have lost sight of your lotus feet, my Lord, I have lost my vision, and I am wandering blindly in darkness. I cannot tell my direction, nor can I find any peace. Shukadeva Goswami continued, O foremost of kings, Parikshit, while the chariot driver Daruka was still speaking, before his very eyes the Lord's chariot rose up into the sky, along with its horses and its flag, which was marked with the emblem of Garuda. All the divine weapons of Vishnu rose up and followed the chariot. The Lord, Janardana, then spoke to his chariot driver Daruka, who was most astonished to see all this. O driver, go to Dwaraka and tell our family members how their loved ones destroyed one another. Also tell them of the disappearance of Lord Sankarshan as well as of my own present condition. You and your relatives should not remain in Dwaraka, the capital of the Yadus, because once I have abandoned that city, it will be inundated by the ocean. You should all take your own families, together with my parents, and under the protection of Arjuna, go to Indraprastha. You, Daruka, should be firmly situated in devotion to me, remaining fixed in spiritual knowledge and unattached to material conditions. Understanding these pastimes to be the display of my illusory potency, you should remain peaceful. Thus ordered, Daruka circumambulated the Lord and offered obeisances to Krishna again and again. He placed Lord Krishna's lotus feet upon his head and then, with a sad heart, went back to the city, Dwaraka.